Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come, come, glorious Father, come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come today, we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings, come, Lord of lords. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today, we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father. Come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father. Come today, we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings. Come, Lord of lords.
Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord.
Of the Lord, prepare. way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Thank you.
walk across the shore, walk across the sea, stand up on the waves and walk with me. Journey through the door, come see what I can see, all the reasons we were made, who we were meant to be. Right, he's calling you to come, just leave it all behind and rise above. Beyond the obvious and what you can attain, past the here and now, where fate remains, lift your weary head, there's too much left to lose, more than you can imagine. It's waiting there for you.
tell him tonight that Jesus, here I am. Here I am.
Kind of pain. I'm going. drag it to you. I've not always been the best man, a friend for you, but your love remains true. And I don't know why you always seem to give me another try.
Yeah. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Oh, Lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya.
Let go.
What does it feel like? When can I say it's the furthest that I've ever been? And I found a way. What does it sound like? When will I know? How does it thank you.
praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We praise you. We worship you. We love you, Jesus. I love you, my Lord Jesus. I won't close my eyes. Well, I'm trying not to until I see your face. I can't wait to see you in person, my Lord Jesus. We're trying to wait patiently for you. We know you're coming any second to take us home in your Yorkshire. We love you. We love you. Welcome, Rapture Centric Church. This is Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus Christ is our pastor, the Holy Spirit our guide, and Father God, our Abba, overseeing it all, our Creator, for making this all possible. Thank you, Abba. Thank you for another day to praise and worship you on earth and fellowship with each other until we are in your arms in heaven, praising and worshiping you in person. That is our dream. That is our hope. That is our destiny. That is our lot. We know it's going to happen any minute. We love you. Love you, love you, love you, Jesus. I pray, my sweet Lord Jesus, that you're having a blessed day, an amazing day, that Abba gives you permission to come down and take your lips, your bride today. Today, flower, as we say at RCC, flower. We know you're waiting just as patiently as we are, and you've been waiting longer than we have, so I can't even imagine. And I know you have big decisions, and, well, not decisions that have to be made, I know you have to do, my sweet Lord Jesus, I know you have to do some things that you don't want to do, but we know you're courageous, and you can do them. You are the King, you are the Lord. And we pray that everyone turns to you that has not turned to you yet, and that you get all your children home, all your brides home, all your children home to heaven where they belong, and that you lose none. None of the souls are lost. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Praise you, Jesus, and I lift up Rapture-Centric Church to you and their families, and thank you. Continue to help us endure. Thank you. Continue to shower us with your strength and peace. Thank you. Continue to shower us with your provision, supplying all our needs. Thank you for healing us, whoever needs to be healed, whether mentally, physically, emotionally. Thank you for fighting our battles for us and continuing to fight our battles for us and protecting us and continuing to protect us. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let us put on the armor of God, Ephesians 6:13-18. Therefore put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm, and with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with readiness to come from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of spirit. Use the word of God and pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. That was Ephesians 6:13-18, and now let us do Psalm 91. Just a little bit more, as you know, added protection. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your right hand, but it will not come near you, for you only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways, and their hands will bear you up, lest you dust your foot against the stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, you will trample the great lion and serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue Him, I will protect Him, for He acknowledged my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer Him. I will be with Him in trouble, I will deliver and honor Him. With long life, will I satisfy Him, and show Him my salvation. Oh, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Psalm 91, I shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before the Lord with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. We enter His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. We give thanks to Him and praise His name. The Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Oh, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. That was Psalm 100. All right. So it was interesting today. I did a scripture flip, and the Holy Spirit brought me to 1 Thessalonians 4 and 5. Of course, we know 4 is about the coming of the Lord. This is in 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18, and beginning of 5. So it was very exciting, such a flirt. So thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, my Lord Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit. Continue to guide us and help us to do the will of God. Help us stay in the light of path of righteousness. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Continue to counsel us and love us and be our friends. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So here I will read the scripture that I was given today. All right. So, according to the Lord's own words, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven, and with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we'll be with the Lord, and so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. Now, brothers, this is 5, verse Thessalonians 5. Now, brothers, about times and days we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are not in darkness so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be alert and self-controlled. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in the fact you are doing. Lord Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. 1 Thessalonians, that was from the 4, 13, actually I started at 15 through 18, for, and then 5. Praise the Lord. Thank you for those words, Abba. That encouragement, those words that you've blessed us with. And my favorite encouraging passage from the Lord. For I'm already being poured out like a drink offering. The time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous God, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. In Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. 2 Timothy 4, 6 through 8. All right. I love you, RCC. I love you. I love you, my sweet Lord Jesus. I love you, my Father God, my Abba. I love you, Holy Spirit. I love you, I love you, I love you, Jesus. Praise you, I praise you, I worship you. And I have no one in chat. Oh, I have a guest in chat. Take that back. I have a guest in chat. Hi, guest. 1730, welcome to RCC. And then I have Mama Pat. Hi, Mama Pat. Welcome. Love you. You're on hold. unmuted you, Mama Pat, if you're there.
I'm sorry. I was muted because I have dogs barking and people and stuff. I'm here. I love you all. Hope everybody's okay. How are you doing?
How's it going over there? I'm doing well. How's it going there?
Yeah, Gerald's getting stronger, so it's day by day. And her boyfriend got different hours, so I think he's going to be able to see her more, which is really great. And just keeping the Lord company, doing internet work. News. Did you hear about this possible volcano going off near the Vatican in Italy?
No.
I'm sorry. I don't want to laugh, but oh, my gosh. Yeah. They don't have a record of it ever, but it has gone off in the past, and it's like 30 miles away. Oh, my goodness. And it's rumbling. It's rumbling. So they think within the hour it could just...
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah, bad. And Yellowstone is acting up a bit, and this one's going off, and that one's going off, and it's like... It's like a dominoes effect here going off, guys.
That's exactly what we were told would happen, a domino effect. So it's perfect.
Yeah, it's happening. It's happening. So hang on. I was so shocked. Paul Begley just put this out, and I sent it to you. You have it.
Yeah,
I sent it to you who are doing the shows. Yeah, yeah. Because I can only send so many, and they cut me off. So I only sent that, like, to you and Jerry and Tana. I mean, Tommy Wright. I mean, Michelle. whoever was going to do the show, I thought if you read it, you would want to talk about it. But we have to watch this very closely because millions of people will be affected. Yeah. And there's some other ones starting to go off, too. I forget where it is. I can't keep up with it. Sorry, Lord. Can't keep up with what you're doing with your volcanoes and stuff.
There was like an end time prophecy, like, YouTube thing. And I think the 17th of July, there were like 3 or 4 volcanoes that went off.
Yeah.
I thought those. I mean, it's happening. We are in the end times. Wake up.
Oh, I know. That's what everybody's. They're using those words. Wake up. It's wake up time. God is not playing games here. He is just. Yeah, and other seers too. It's heating up. It's just, we've been warned that you're gonna see stuff, you know.
Yeah, oh, and you know, and it's
seeing
the rapture.
Here.
It's the rapture's not delayed. It's still going on.
Something just fluttered by my. I think I just saw angel wings by my computer.
Oh, really?
I've been seeing things lately. I have to tell you, no, go ahead and talk. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that was so, once in a while I'll see like an angel wings to my side, like a gray angel wing, just because we have that peripheral vision. But this was right, it was only like a foot away from me, between my computer and all my papers that I have. Oh, my gosh, what on earth was that? Wow. No, I was keeping company with him the other night, and he came so alive in the picture, and then this white, big flash of an angel right to the right of his face. And it's a good thing. He puts me in kind of a relaxed, not a trance or anything, but like a prayer. I don't know what you want. You know what I mean. And just praying and for hours, you know, and because I was going to go to bed, and he said, no, come and sit and... And I have my nice music I put on, and I look at him, and the lights around the pictures. I could see angels to my peripheral visions. They would just softly come up. But this one was like a bam, bright white. And I just like, and all I could say was, oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. You don't know what to say to Jesus sometimes. It's like he just does this stuff. But it was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was so beautiful. I've seen them for years, since the 70s, but... They don't always flash so bright, you know, like that. And I see the little ones, and it's like I never take it for granted. But and I know I'm not the only one seeing this. I know you guys see this stuff too. But this was, I was very deep in prayer, and this brilliant white flash. So I just saw something on the side, like a fluttering. I don't know. Oh, okay. Oh, hi, angels. Yes, keep RCC company. Keep us protected. Warrior angels, keep around us because we sure do need you. The enemy hates us with a passion. We need the warrior angels.
Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. So I just had the angels just kind of protect us here. Oh, that was very, yeah, he just, out of the blue, he'll just do this to me. I've seen like three angels today. Some of them are blue and white. They're the most unearthly colors. I can't describe when they come in colors, the blues, the greens, or the pinks, or the salmon colors. They're just, and they mix the little white maybe, and they're like laser beam bright. You know, and you know your eyes are not playing tricks because your eyes couldn't do that. They couldn't make a thing that bright like that, you know. Yeah. Oh, anyway, so I just share that with you guys. It just uplift you a bit, you know. Yeah,
awesome.
He's been very close and very, very close. Oh, this morning, too, I was going to get up. And I was, because I had to take her to the doctor's. And again, he said, just sit here. Just, he said, just hold me. So in spirit, you know, you can see him. And I just held him for maybe 15 minutes. He didn't want me to get up. He just wanted, oh, okay, oh, teary. Just hold him. Just stay with him. And then he says, all right, you have to go and do what you have to do. But the minute I'm home, it's like I have to just pick right up with him. You're praying, or I sit outside because I have a beautiful little mini forest around a mountain, and his presence is just there in the nature and in the clouds, and I see cloud formation. Some of them are strange, but you know he plays little games with the clouds too. You all have that too, and it's like just so close, you know, and teary, very longing to be with him. More so than ever, you know. And if the others see me with tears, I keep thinking, well, maybe, Lord, they'll think I have allergies or something, you know. It's not. It's just this keen. You know, have you ever been in love to the point where you think of the person, it hurts in your brain, it hurts in your heart. It's so much love, you can't. I think he was letting me know what heaven might be like. Like, you're satisfied in love, but you're never satisfied in love. You just can't get enough. You can't quench that thirst. And that was, he's had me feel that the last, like, 3 or 4 days is terrible thirst for him, to love him. And I can't, you can't reach any height of, it's only for heaven, the spiritual union that you can have. But he makes it so that you long for him on earth, you know. And, And I can be looking at him, he'd be so alive, and I say, you're right here with me, but I'm still longing for you. How is that? It's like he's saying, not until you're in heaven will you be really, really satisfied in his love. And I mean that very purely and sweetly. I don't mean that on an earthly plane at all. This is all very spiritual, you know. But, yeah, that's what he's made me feel. And he lets me know that this longing, this terrible longing to be with him, to fly away with him, that I can't think of anything but being with him, repairs, and you guys too with this, it repairs for the ones who don't even think of him, don't believe, don't want him, have turned away. You're making up for that lack of love in others when you feel this loneliness. As far back as the 1970s when he first started to give me messages, he says, and I was married, but I didn't have that great a marriage. I mean, I almost went the other way with that one. But he said, give me your loneliness, because I was lonely, always lonely through my marriage, you know. Yeah. I'm widowed now for 4 years, and it's okay, I'm fine. But, you know, it's like this longing to be with him. And it's not like you wanna die and go away with him, but it's like, just a longing that you just want to be with him, whether it's on earth or there or whatever, you know. Put me on the moon with you. I'm not going to look at anything but you. I'm not going to see anything, you know. Just look at you. And that's what he has me in this kind of a phase of extreme longing, extreme wanting to be with him. I can't describe it. But I was going to say, just as you, like if you broke your arm and you have physical pain and stuff, this is pain in the spirit. This is a real pain. It's not a pain like you stubbed your toe or cut yourself deep or something. It's a pain in your spirit and your soul to be with him. I don't know how to explain it. Unless you have been through it, you would know what I mean. You know, but it's agonizing. It is. When you are just so crazy to be with him, like the Song of Solomon, like the Beloved, and that's what he has some of us. This is all, everyone's unique. Everyone has their own whatever. You know, I'm online and I'm with people who are suffering terribly in physical sufferings, but they don't mind because they know it's all, they offer, give everything to the Lord and they're consoling him and whatever. You know, but this is unique. I haven't had it this strong in a while. I've had it in the past, but I think as we're getting closer to departing, you know, yeah, it's a kind of a reparation, you know. I'm very consoled in his love, but the loneliness to be with him is off the charts. I don't know how to explain it to you. Yeah, so I'm just sharing that with you. This is part of the suffering that I have that I offer up to him, you know. So that was very sweet this morning, and that was very beautiful the other night when I saw the bright angel and stuff, you know. Because I see the angels. I can see them. Where's Sherry when you need her, right? But not so bright like I saw. That was, I can't tell you the thrill, you know, when the supernatural comes so close to you, okay? And it was right there, and in my kitchen of all things. But that's where I have my music. That's where I have the Shroud of Turin filled in by the artist Philly. You can get it online, or you can get it in any artist's place. This is not an unusual picture. But he comes so alive. His eyes especially change. His mouth will move. It becomes like 3D, you know, and it's the lights around him like a soft amber or yellow gold light, you know. And it actually just changes. It just changes. And the eyes take on all different, at least three or four different kinds of expressions sometimes. And I think sometimes he's just going to come out of the picture and stand there, and then I'm really going to be a mess, you know? Yeah. I said, you know better than to do that, because I'll handcuff you, or I'll give you a bear hug, and you'll have to pry me loose, you know? Oh, it's just tease him, you know? Like, don't do that to me. But yeah, this is my suffering that I have to go through along with aching knees and backs and people and things, you know, and attitudes here and stuff, you know. So we all have something. We do. I'm going to get a car battery in another week, and so I'll get my car running a bit. Yeah, but I've got to get it inspected. It needs a manifold. It's a mess. It's an older car, and it's just, it costs so much money to get it fixed. I don't even know if it's worth it to get it fixed, you know. But, so anyway. But I'm just here all the time with him, all the time, day and night. I have to sleep in the day because he wakes me up in the middle of the night to spend hours with him, you know, talking or praying or whatever. Or sometimes just being with each other, not even saying anything, just looking at each other. Because he said to Vasula from True Life and God, he said, just to look at me glorifies me. Just looking at me, you know. So that's, okay, I've yakked long enough. it's exciting these days, isn't it? I mean, between the news and
It is, and I, you know, all this political stuff, I hate politics, number one. I could care less what's going on with Hillary, what's going on with Trump, because we won't be here. I mean, if we were going to be here for this whole...
I don't care. I don't look at it. I don't look at the convention. Nothing. Nothing. God's in charge. Whatever he wants to do with these people, fine. You know, hopefully they will find him and be better. Because I just don't trust anybody or anything. I don't.
Yeah, I don't. I wouldn't, you know, no matter what time we're in, I hate politics.
No,
and
no.
I don't.
I will not watch it. The minute I see it on the news, if half the world hasn't been blown up or fallen off or something, I just turn it off. I will watch the weather because that's very interesting, too, lately.
Yeah, I don't usually watch the news at all. I will look at Yahoo, you know, on the computer, just because I have, like, the latest. I'll look at that going on, but...
Hester Paul.
Or I'll look at YouTube videos and, like...
Exactly. Oh. Not all of them. Very selective. I'm terribly selective. But that's good because you don't want to fill your head with a lot of crap and garbage and stuff going on, and half of it's not true or 99% is bogus, you know.
Yeah, like I said, the garbage of the rapture being delayed, that's garbage. That's not true. Rapture's not been delayed. Mm-hmm. The rapture,
but you're going
to
have all kinds of stuff. You're going to have people talking. I can watch 5 different videos, honey, and everybody's got something a little bit different to say. It's like, why can't everybody just get on the same page? Look at what he said in Scripture. Look at Thessalonians 5. Look at the day and age we're living in. I mean, 2 and 2 still equals 4. I mean, you know, oh, and 44. If I see that number, I am telling you, I must see it 6 to 8 times a day. Still, right in my face. Right in my face. Deliberate. Deliberate. Go figure. And other people seeing it too. 111-333 or the 44s. And they say, what's going on? Oh, I'm seeing all these numbers. I see them all day long. And I said, welcome to the club, honey. I can't. You, when you find out, you tell me. Jerry, where's Jerry when you need him? Why are we seeing? I was told it means judgment. The 44, any of the combinations of fours? Yeah.
And I was told it was rapture, so.
Oh, maybe it's both. Yes, I've heard rapture also. 111 is that your angels are thinking of you or something, or God. It means God. I don't know. Even on that, you're going to get different things.
111 is the Son and the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
So,
now that's the first I've heard that. Yeah.
From what I've heard.
Yeah. But we're seeing them so much, so they've got to mean something special that God wants us to see. Now, I once in a while I'll see 111, but 44 or 4444 all day. All day.
Yeah, I think Jerry explained it one time. It was four ones, though. It was 1111. That's Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but us included.
Okay. Right.
I think that's...
Right, I remember that. But the four, rapture, well, it means rapture and judgment. Because those are the two things that are going to come. Once we're raptured, then there's judgment.
I thought 222s were judgment because the dividing of the tares and the wheat
and
the tares.
There you go. There you go. Everybody's got something different.
It doesn't matter.
We're seeing it for a reason. So it's just like, well, thank you very much. I don't understand it, but if you want me to see this gazillion times a day, that's okay.
Doesn't matter. And bottom line, all these YouTube videos don't matter because we know Jesus is coming now, anytime, and, you know, everyone just the various...
Nobody knows. Only the Father knows. Jesus doesn't even know. But
and
he told us what
God?
To look for. You know what season we're in. You know the season. So common sense. We're in the season. Be prepared any day.
Today, the Thessalonians, don't be like everybody else. You're awake. You're not. You're of the light, and you are not going to be in the dark. Just Eve.
No.
You know, if he comes like a night, and you'll be ready for him because you're walking
just
aware.
Just be ready. Oh. Meanwhile, pray. Meanwhile, console him. Meanwhile, you know, talk to others. Try to do that. Even if they think you're a cuckoo, which they do here. I don't really care what anybody thinks anymore. But just keep on keeping, and you know, and just be ready. Be looking. You know, we know we're in the season. It's got to be right at the door. He told us what to look for. And it's all here.
I can't even imagine America even 3 years with all of the going on and perversion going on. I can't even imagine it in 3 years.
The world is going. If the volcanoes don't do us in, I don't know what else is out there is going to do us in. You know, there's nothing going to be left anywhere. Yeah, that alone. I think there's over 45 volcanoes now going off. And now you've got this one possibly in Italy. I mean, hello. That's bad. It could be any time now this thing is going off. And they're totally surprised because they have no history of it going off. And it's a dormant volcano. Dormant. Yeah. But it's rumbling. That's not good. But you know, everything is between the sun and this Nibiru thing, supposedly, you know, everything is cuckoo in the earth right now. You know, things are happening that shouldn't be happening. That didn't happen a while ago. But it's like God is saying, but he's told me, more than one seer that I've got messages from. It's like, shake, rattle, and roll, honey. Get ready. I'm going to shake this earth. It's over. The time is up. There's no more time. This is it. I am shaking the earth. And he is.
And
we got to watch Italy. You know, I have a lovely friend. She's like a daughter to me. She's from Italy. She's been here 20 years, and she's got so much family over there, you know, near Verona and stuff. So I just hope that's far enough away from the Vatican City, because the Vatican City is only 30 miles away from where this thing, I mean, it's right there in the center of everything. If that thing goes off.
Yeah, I want to say Verona is northern Italy.
It's
northern Italy.
Yeah, she has blue eyes and light brown hair. She's the northern Italians are kind of fair. I once had an Italian friend from northern Italy. She was blonde hair and blue eyed. I mean, I couldn't believe it. You know, I said, "You're from Italy?" No, you're not. She's just like, "Yeah, I'm from the north."
The border, the French, the European. Germany's right there, so it's right there, so.
I'm thinking that's far enough away, I've gone on YouTube to try to get more information, but there's nothing out yet. This is so new. I mean, God bless Paul Bagley. he's my newsman.
God is in control, and the people that are supposed to perish are going to perish. It's supposed to be,
I don't know where they're going to go. You got millions of people around there, you know.
He's going to, wake up.
Yeah, it's a wake-up call. Yeah, they think it's just a judgment call, too, on God. He's just sick of everything, you know, how everything's going everywhere. It's wake-up calls. Oh, there's something else happening, too. Siberia, there's, I don't know if there's sinkholes. There's something happening in Siberia that's very bad, and it's just continuing. It's something like sinkholes, but it's another name. I have to go back and look at that. Yeah, I was talking about that. What the heck is it? It's not volcanoes. It's I don't know, something like sinkholes. I think it's worse, and it's just Siberia. The ground is moving like a carpet. It's like waving in the earthquakes, and the earth is opening up, I guess. It's not quite like a sinkhole, though, but it's caused by this undulating waves of disturbance in the earth. Yeah.
It's
Siberia. Well, Siberia. I don't mean to be stupid. Siberia is like near Russia, right? China or somewhere up there.
By Russia.
It's by Russia. It's we're north. It's kind of where the north is.
The ground in Siberia
is
a trampoline, and we should all be worried. That's what it says. Craters.
Craters are opening up. That's what it is. It wasn't sinkholes. I don't know what the difference is between a crater and a sinkhole. It's a hole in the ground. No, crater is, was that a volcano thingy? I don't know, maybe.
No, it's, I mean, it could be, it says it's, let's see here. Wow, it's moving like there's water underneath it. It's like a frost, something to do with the weather. The ground up here has been behaving strangely for a while now. Remember those insanely giant craters that opened up out of nowhere? And how recently one of them exploded so violently you could hear it 60 miles away? You can add this to strange things on the ground that the ground shouldn't do. Why is the ground bouncing like some sort of unholy trampoline? According to the Siberian Times, which Motherboard was among the first to take note of, scientists are aren't totally sure yet. It's probably for similar reasons to those terrifying hellmouth craters that were that's what was.
Craters,
I guess we're opening up.
That's it, craters. I had the wrong word. Okay.
The unseasonably warm weather in the Arctic regions, and let's be honest, everywhere, is causing permafrost, and the ground should literally be permanently frozen to thaw. So this was a frozen ground that is being caused to thaw. When permafrost into soft soil, the liquid methane trapped underneath is released as gas. This seems to be the case here. The research team who discovered the 15 or so patches of wobbly ground told the Siberian Times that methane and carbon dioxide emanated from the patch when they pierced it. Methane and carbon dioxide are potent greenhouse gases which trap heat in the atmosphere. One study found that if permafrost over the world releases gases balled up on ground, that we could double the amount of carbon emissions in the atmosphere. So this is not only where Siberian tundra, probably a result of climate change, but it could also potentially bring a whole bunch more of it. That's a scary thought, they say. So it's from permafrost, and there's methane gas in there.
Well, that's not good.
Another thing, it could, release more carbon into the air. Anyways, but that is.
But it's in Siberia, so hopefully there's not a lot of people there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the whole thing that happened earlier in the week, late last week, the whole coup of Turkey and,
I know. It's still not, there's still people fighting. I mean, they're not going to overtake the government, but there's still people who are protesting and fighting, I heard, yeah. They're still shooting off guns and, yeah. Trying to cause a ruckus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I heard it was someone I know said it could have been like a test kind of to see who would come out and once this uprising to see who their enemies were and who their alliances were, to see who would come out when this thing started happening, who would come out of the woodwork in support of or against. But I don't know. It has my mind and then there was an article about how this was going to cause Turkey, the UN to not, or NATO, what is it, not UN, something about UN possibly kicking Turkey out, I don't know, but I don't know.
Probably. And then you've got Ukraine and Russia acting up, you know, it's just everywhere, you know. I don't know. A lot of stuff going on. That ain't good.
No.
But we were told. But God will take care of his own. You know, don't have to worry, but my heart breaks for all the other ones. Yeah. Really does.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad, but...
Very sad. I heard a story, a little girl 9 years old. I don't know if any of you, I have to find out where what tape or what video it is, but she does a lot of praying in her room, whatever, and Jesus appeared to her, and he was just crying. He was so upset over the world, and that something bad was going to happen. I have to see where I can find this. I have to ask this person. Where they got this video. It's a 9-year-old girl. And
I'm sorry, Jerry, just turned to love you, Jerry. Okay, go ahead. Yes.
Go. Yeah, and that she was crying and that Jesus was crying because he was so upset over the world. And so she was just trying to hold him and comfort him, you know, like a little kid might would. She must be very mature for 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to find the story, but that he was just so upset with everybody, you know. I don't know. So I have to find out more on it. But that was touching, you know. Yeah. So, anyway. I have to get more on that and see where it is. Find the video. Yeah. This was a man was saying it was his daughter that the Lord appeared to her and he was just crying, you know, because of all the people the way they were and not being loved and everything else. You know, we've seen, we know he's been like this before. It just means he feels like we do. You know, he has a heart like we do and cries. You know, I thought that was very touching. Yeah. But anyway. Oh.
Bottom line, we're out of here. This is all happening. It's in God's hands. And
yeah.
We're out of here.
Oh, sure.
And nothing I read really surprises me anymore. It's just like, gets me more excited because.
Well, I hear you, sure.
Going
sure.
home. I mean, that's closer to going home. We're going
yeah.
home any minute. And it's just more, you know, more and more biblical prophecy coming true every day. So.
I know.
I mean, yeah, it's sad for the people that aren't awake and don't realize this, but.
Right,
you know, it is
right.
To be able to know that
oh,
Jesus
I know.
Is, and to be the knowing that you're going to be in his arms. Eternity any second is exciting.
Very exciting. Very exciting.
So.
Very exciting.
Anyway.
So just
day
by day.
Day by day, definitely. Flower by flower.
Yep. Love that word. You got a nice word for it. Sure is. Yes. Love that word.
So, Mama Pat, I'm going to close out church.
All right, honey. Go ahead. Go
okay.
ahead.
Chatting with you.
Oh, same here, my dear. Same here. Hang in there.
Stronger.
Yeah.
Hang in there yourself.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll be... No. His presence is... It's trusting and knowing, and then we're right at... We have to be at the door. We really do. We really do.
We are.
We really do. Yeah. We'll be out
love
of here
you,
soon.
Jesus.
Love you, Jesus. Love you, everybody.
Spirit and the bride say, come.
Oh, come and get us, Daddy.
We love you. We love you.
Oh.
Your arms. So we're coming home to you. I love you, Mama Pat. God bless you all. Love
okay, you,
you
too, honey.
And everyone
okay,
listening.
Good night. Okay, good night, dear.
Good night.
Good night, dear.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter. Coming home.